like to call this evening's Kendall County Board meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
Do you have a quorum?
Thank you. Quorum being present. Is there a motion to approve the previous month's minutes?
Motion. Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Davidson. Are there any additions or corrections? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next item. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Kulick. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Correspondence and communications from the county clerk?
I don't have anything at this time.
Thank you. Special recognition. I know that they led us today with the Pledge of Allegiance, and we're glad to have Oswego Boy Scout Pack 384 with us this evening. Thank you guys for coming out. Do you get a badge this evening? Is that for coming out? No? No badges?
You should.
Yeah, they should.
I think they should. but thank you all for coming tonight. Yeah, we appreciate it. Do you want to add anything?
No, you're just requiring us to pass motions and seconds and stuff that are next to
me. Oh, good.
For the badges.
Okay. We have a Robert's Rules of Order book we can loan you.
Or we have Matthew as well.
Yeah. Or Matthew, yes.
He can be rented out.
Matthew P., that is.
Thank you. Are there any citizens to be heard? Let the record show there is no one. Is there any need for executive session?
Not tonight.
All right. Moving right along to new business, I'd like to bring up Jim Grote, who is the assistant state's attorney for...
Come up now?
If you would, yeah. Thank you. I'll let you take it away.
Well, I was told earlier today that you had questions about the settlement in this FOIA case with Nelson and Boftoy. The case indeed is settled. It is dismissed. Part of the dismissal agreement is that the county will pay Mr. Nelson's fees. This was discussed in a prior board meeting, and the number was given in that meeting, and there was unanimous consensus that this should be done. So we did it.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board? Mr. Davidson?
Jim, I thought that if there was an agreement set, you would come back to us again for more discussion, or at least get the approval of such a...
Well, it was a fluid and dynamic meeting with the judge and with the parties, and if we didn't strike a balance right then, it would have been lost. And if it would have been lost at that point, the litigation would have gone on and on and on. You would have had to hire some forensic experts in audiovisual equipment. That would have cost you money. You would have had to take depositions and sit through depositions that the other side would take. There would have been numerous parties that would have had to occur with. I'm estimating that if this case would go all the way up to the Supreme Court like the last one did, it would be well over $100,000 based upon the number of witnesses and the arguments that would have to be made out over time with the many motions that would have to be heard by the court. Not only that, it would have tied the court up for a substantial period of time. The disc involved 60 hours of recordings of video and some audio along with it. You couldn't sit there and start the disc and go for 60 hours. It would probably take 200 hours to watch that, because the program that recorded those things was such a poor program that it would have tied the court up. He would have had to close his court down in order to hear that material in camera. So it saved the county a lot of money, a lot of time, and relieve the court of a burden that it physically need to deal with.
Well, the law kind of makes it clear that I have no problem turning over the video of the meeting, but the audio, there's still questions whether that was in violation of the law.
Well, there is a legal issue there. It may be or it may not be. There's a Supreme Court case, People versus Clark. It's debatable whether it was protected speech or not, whether they had a reasonable expectation of privacy. It was material that Mr. Nelson already had. There was nothing in the statute that says that he couldn't ask for it officially. So it was already out there.
Well, with us turning it over, my question to you is, where does that put the county in a legal situation if somebody comes back out at, with a lawsuit?
Well, there's never a situation where risk is zero. There's always some kind of risk. But when you try to manage risk, you look at what's the likelihood that there will be a suit, and you look at what's the likelihood that there will be a recovery, and you look at if there is a recovery, what's the severity that might occur with respect to the recovery. Now, some of the conversations, I won't go into them because this is a public meeting, but some of the conversations, I can't imagine that a party to one of those conversations would sue the county and then ask for damages based upon the content of those conversations. I think a jury would throw them right out of the courtroom. So I think the risk is low, very low.
Do you believe that the fees for that were being the $25,000 is attorney fees, right?
Yeah. $23 and some change.
Do we have the right to request an hourly?
I've provided it tonight. It was short notice, so I couldn't get it to you earlier,
fine.
But it's here. I think there's 8 copies here with an itemized amount for each item. Yes.
In your opinion, are those fees reasonable or customary?
Yes, yes. The rate charged by those lawyers, they're very good lawyers, is a fair rate.
Any additional questions for Mr. Grubb? Thank you for coming out this evening.
Just to give you a heads up, my fees, I'm going to be asking the court for award of fees also for the work I did. My fees are going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of between $13,000 and $15,000. I haven't gone over the final draft of my bill, but that's about where mine are going to come in. And that's far below what your exposure could be if you had carried this case all the way.
So the expectation then for us, I think, is that this will be on the agenda at our next meeting with the settlement agreement and,
yes,
and possibly your fees as well. They'll be submitted to the judge, or they have been submitted?
No, they will be. I haven't gotten around to that yet. And we just struck the deal on December the 2nd.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim, for coming on short notice to request of the chairman.
Next item, may I have a motion to approve county board committee assignments? And then I'll make a couple of comments.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Gilmore. And a very important note is that these appointments are only good through 2018, not 2020. There are, I think 55 spots with 11 committees, and so in the past, I know that there have been some, Judy and Matt in particular, and I thank you for doing that, but you've, we're on 9 or 10 different committees out of 11, and it just seemed like, you know, it's a lot of work that is put in by, you know, a couple of people. So I tried to be fair in terms of getting everybody 5 or 6 committees. If you do the math, you know, in divided out, it's kind of 5 or 6 a person. I also, after, you know, in talking to you or in knowing some of your personalities and your passions, I tried to get you into areas that you expressed interest, because ultimately, if you're doing something you're passionate about, you know, the county is going to be better served that way. And that's not to say that these necessarily have to be the final where everybody ends up. If it turns out that you just can't make a certain meeting, or you know, you want to trade to a different meeting, or you can't do, we're open to that. We can work with that. You know, and your fellow board members, I know, will work with it. That's what happened to me when my first term. I ended up on, I think, public safety and highway, which I wasn't on, you know, at the beginning, and it works, you know, ultimately works out. So that's kind of was my thought process in putting them together. I know that also I think everybody has a chairmanship as well, which was my goal too, to kind of spread that out as well. Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments?
Yeah, Cole, did you say you had a chance to talk to everybody about their choices and stuff like that prior to?
Pretty much, yes.
So I would then be the one that is in the pretty much no then?
Well, we did discuss
at
before.
At 5:20 today, you returned my phone call to discuss committee assignments.
Correct.
So that's when it was discussed. So obviously not before this was done then. I just wondered if I was the only one that you didn't talk to.
I don't know if I point blank spoke with Judy.
Did she have the same assignments as last time?
No.
Well, chairmanship, yes.
Again, yeah, so I went with, like I said, I went with what I thought were, you know, passions and mm-hmm. what I know of your background and you know, I'll try to get you into. I know you wanted to. You said beforehand you wanted to get on highway.
Yes, an hour and 40 minutes ago I did.
Yeah. Mr. Davidson.
Scott did not call me and tell me what committees I was on. So, you know, I know in the past there's a conflict. You can't make the meetings. We've always adjusted to another committee and move somebody, you know, around a little bit. You can make them, but.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I was just curious. I mean, I know you were the facilities management chair last time, too, so probably didn't have to have that conversation, but appreciate the input.
Mr. Kulik?
I just wanted to point out for the new board members that it wasn't that long ago that we were, many of us were new board members, and it was not discussed with us ahead of time, nor was it 2 years ago before we got to the meeting.
That's true.
And we did kind of discuss amongst ourselves if we had a conflict or we had a passion about something.
I had one committee my first term.
No, I was just curious because, you know, he said he talked to everybody. I was just wondering because I wasn't everybody. So I was just wondering.
I
initiated a conversation with him. I called him and talked to him about it without him, and I had to wait for him to call me back. So, and discussion was pretty short afterwards. I told him what I thought I'd be good at, and that was about all the conversation was. So.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you probably knew ahead of time who the county chairman was going to be. I didn't know till last night.
Ms. So. Gilmore?
I mean, I'm fine. I was just asking a question.
Let you know that Scott didn't call me and ask me. I called and initiated.
Ms. Gilmore?
I just wondered.
Well, and you have to understand, too, with the number of committees we have and on the back page, the special assignments. There's only so many ways that you can configure it. There's only 10 of us, and so, you know, it's not an easy job to assign those committees. I understand that. Some counties have 24 board members or 18 board members, and then, you know, you can split it up a little bit better, but
I hear you.
That's the way it is.
Yep.
Ms. Kulik?
I forgot my last part of my comment, so I'll make it now. And I just wanted to say that I appreciate the fact that we have committee assignments at this first meeting, which is something that we have not enjoyed prior to now, at least in our tenure. And we've always lost the month of December. And I think that it's important that we move forward and go about the business of the county in the month of December, as we have not in the past.
That's true. Any other questions or Mr. Davidson?
It wasn't too many years ago we went almost 60 days without a committee. There was a little bit of this problem with the chairman's appointment, and we finally got around to making an agreement and get it worked out.
I can appreciate that.
There's been some interesting times in this part of the meeting. I'd
like to move to approve the committee assignments.
Do we have a motion?
We have a motion.
Yeah.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, roll call.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
No.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there any old business, Mr. Davidson?
I'd like to call a facility meeting for Monday at 3:30, maybe the 12th. That's the right date? Yeah.
Did you have a time?
3:30.
You'll send proper notification to all those listed, correct? You or your representative.
My representative will take care of that.
Make sure the press knows about the meeting and is aware, correct?
Yeah, press.
Standing committee reports, I guess they're our chairman now. Would it be from the prior? Admin HR? I know that you've been working on...
We dedicated the majority of our last meeting, and I am failing on the date here. I could look it up, but it's really not that urgent. We're really working on board training. That's what we have been working on, and I know Administrative Services is working on putting all of the necessary books together. I believe the State's Attorney's Office is also putting their materials together, and we will do our best to try at the Committee of the Whole meeting on the 15th to give the new board members an idea about what all these sign-in sheets are about and what your logs need to be. And I know that Mr. Keppel from IT Services is coming to discuss the services with you and the ins and outs of those, and just kind of get a broad overview. There'll be a lot of information that night. And as we were going through this, we realized that it's going to take more than one session, but at least you'll get kind of a general idea of Robert's Rules of Order and some of the most important things that you're going to need to know going forward. But don't hesitate to whisper to somebody next to you or grab one of us after a meeting if you have a question between now and then or after then and say, hey, what's going on?
Thank you. Finance Committee, John Purcell.
So I would ask the chairman, do you expect to have a COW meeting next Thursday?
Yes.
Okay, then I would like to schedule a finance meeting, and if our representative with the county would make sure the press is aware that we will have a finance meeting scheduled for Thursday, November 15th at 5:30 p.m.
December.
Wow.
You are ahead of 2017,
right? Yeah, exactly. December 15th, thank you. At 5:30 p.m. or immediately following the COW, whichever is later. Just want to get that scheduled so we can have some discussion. And also at the COW meeting, we'll probably discuss, I think I'd like to have discussion at the COW meeting regarding the levies.
Sounds good. Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, I know that the sheriff, I believe, wants a committee meeting for public safety this month. So I would like to have a public safety committee hearing immediately following the facilities meeting at 4:30, if at all possible.
Your committee. You're out of order, though. I'm just kidding.
So is it 4:30 or 5:30? In the past, you've done 5:30.
Well, the sheriff has requested it earlier this month.
Okay. So should I show up at 4:30 then?
Yes.
6.
You want something done.
That's funny.
So the levy approvals will be discussed at the Committee of the Whole, you anticipate? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd like that discussion for the full board.
On the 15th.
Please. Yes.
And that'll be at 4 p.m.
Yeah, that's December 15th, not November 15th. Oh, if you want to show up November 15th, that's fine.
Are there any, before we
give you enough advance,
move to approve this, Danny, do we have minutes in here?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any additional comments as to committees yet?
We'll be scheduling another admin meeting, but I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
Talk to everybody.
Is there a motion to approve the standing committee minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kulick, seconded by Hendricks. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Special committee reports. Judy, CanCom Executive Board?
Yes. The KenCom Executive Board had a joint meeting with the Ops Board on, I think it was November 18th, and we met at the Oswego Fire Station. We saw a preview of a new CAD system that they're considering buying, and so it was a nice demonstration. It was very informative to me because it showed something that I had never seen before. It's how the dispatchers get their information, and then all the different pieces of information that they have to consider when they then, you know, dispatch whatever that call is about. So it was quite an interesting meeting. So
sounds interesting. Any questions with respect to the KenCom board? Housing Authority.
Mr. Chairman, the Kendall County Housing Authority is closing out our fiscal year at the end of this month. Throughout the majority of this year, we've leased up all of our 160 housing choice vouchers that HUD has allocated us. In addition, people from other housing authorities have come in to the tune of about 180 vouchers, which we recoup the administration costs and the cost of giving the money to the landlords. We're entering our annual audit phase with the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and hopefully we'll have become a high-performing housing authority this year.
Great. Any questions, Mr. Purcell?
Mr. Prochaska, so the Housing Authority, are those federal dollars?
All federal.
But the fiscal year is December 31st?
Yes.
That is just crazy. Okay, thank you. They have so many fiscal years. And the federal government's fiscal year is September 30th, I believe.
Know.
And the county's November 30th. The state's is June 30th.
It's just random.
It is random.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything additional on Housing Authority? The chairman's report. Matt, I assume you'll be speaking at the Public Safety and Judicial. We had voted last fall, maybe summer, to merge the Public Safety and Judicial Committees. Is that going to be on your agenda and possibly for further discussion with the COW after
yes,
that?
Yes, with new committees.
Okay. And I know Member Giles and others, but specifically we've talked about meeting times for whether or not to continue with the 9 a.m. or to move you know, our county board meeting times. So we'll be having that discussion in the coming weeks as well. And then I think that's all I have under Chairman's report. No appointments or announcements at this meeting. Other business. Mr. Purcell.
Just a couple things. One is I want to welcome the new board members. Good to have a nice mix of people on here. I'm looking forward to working with all you. Scott, I'm looking forward to work with you as chairman. I think you're going to do an excellent job. And finally, I want to just thank tomorrow, if you don't know, is the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day. Mm-hmm. And many of our World War II vets have passed. Most who are still alive are in their 90s. And I just want us to remember them tomorrow because that was a big day in our nation's history, right up there with 9/11, and we just need to keep those veterans in mind.
I concur with that. Thank you for bringing that up. Citizens to be heard. Let the record show there's no one. Questions from the press?
No question.
Any need for executive session? He said no. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Davidson, seconded by Kulik. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Out of here.
Meeting's too fast.
I know.
Well, we still have executive session.
Where's
Rachel?
Go back to Forest.
Oh.
Judy's meeting's going on.